When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number two, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate the Patriot 1090 AM Real Talk in Seattle for hosting me. I'm speaking out here at a Hillsdale College event this evening. Buck is down in Miami. It is truly, I think, Buck, this is about as far as we could be geographically in the continental United States. I think I'm correct. Miami to Seattle is the longest flight you can take on a commercial airline, I think, in the continental United States, wouldn't it be?
That is regularly scheduled.
It's a brutal flight. I think I've taken that before. Appreciate all of you out there, like I said, hanging with us. All right, several different things. Seven jurors have been selected for the Trump trial. We'll talk about that with Andy McCarthy at the bottom half of this hour, maybe a little bit later, dive into the specifics under which we are able to discuss them. They give you like a rough biographical idea of who these jurors are. They have to pick five more for the 12-man jury, and then I think a six alternates as well. So there still are somewhere around 11 jurors that have to be selected. No trial today. Wednesday is the off day. And I saw this. You mentioned it earlier, and we started to get into it a little bit. So I flew from Atlanta, where I had a great event. Appreciate Kelly Loeffler's group, Greater Georgia, for putting on a really fun event in Atlanta. Brian Kemp was there. All the legislative leaders of the state of Georgia was a really good time there last night. And then hopped a flight, got in here around, 2 a.m. Pacific. So I'm going on fumes a little bit, 5 a.m. on the East Coast. But I saw this when I was traveling. And I couldn't believe that it was, I mean, you do this too, Buck, right? You see a tweet and you think for a minute, hey, wait a minute. Is this real? Like, did this person actually send it? Is it another person? And I was like, Joe Biden, who will not actually say women's sports should only be made up of women, decided that he needed to weigh in. And by he decided, I mean, someone in the White House decided that Biden needed to weigh in. And so this was a tweet that he sent yesterday. Women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve. Now, Caitlin Clark, drafted number one overall, WNBA, her salary for the next 4 years went viral, somewhere in the neighborhood of $75,000 a year within the first 3 years, and then a little bit of a step up in year four. I think the total was in the neighborhood of $350,000 over 4 years, something in that neighborhood. Now, this is important data here. This is from In Wokeness. The revenue produced by the NBA is $10 billion a year. The revenue produced by the WNBA is around 60 million. And if you actually do the math as a percentage of revenue, WNBA players actually make more than NBA players. Just nobody cares about their profession.
Clay, this is part of what you see with Democrats on their mythology around equal pay concerns as well.
Yes.
There seems to be this belief that there is some evil force that is stopping people from making what the market will bear in their case. And so I just would want to, there's so many obvious questions in response to Joe Biden's really idiotic tweet, right? Which is, what's fair? Who determines what fair pay is for professional athletes? First of all, the fact that you can make money playing it's a kid's game, right?
Yes.
And I say that with, I think that's a good thing, right? But it's a game meant for, you know, young people. And, the fact that as an adult, you can make a living playing a sport, which for most people is a form of recreation, is a pretty rarefied and remarkable thing in and of itself. A lot of countries, you know, it's not really a thing you can do. Certainly can't make a living doing it, depending on what the sport is. And so I'd want to know what is fair. And you point out the NBA makes like 100 times in revenue what the WNBA makes. So we know what the numbers tell us. And I mentioned this to you before, off air. You know, I had a friend that I worked with in the government who was a former professional lacrosse player. And I remember I asked him, I said, oh, okay. I was like, you know, what did you make when you were playing professional lacrosse?
Yeah.
He's like, well, I had to have another job. He's making 15 grand a season. Okay. 50. So why is that fair? You know, professional lacrosse players are professional athletes and they work very hard at their sport. And it's fair because what are the TV rights? What are the ticket sales? What are the, you know, what's the endorsements? And you add all this stuff up and you create a market and you pay the people what you can to get them to, you know, it's all supply and demand. It's all the basics of economics. So what is Biden even saying? It makes no sense. It's just an emotion in place of an argument.
Also, I asked this question and I bet the answer is no. Can you think of any business that has existed for 25 years and never made a profit and still exists? The fact that the WNBA exists at all is a testament in many ways to, well, the government, I guess you could say.
There's the government. Yeah. There's probably some media publications that have to have like,
but
you know,
25
rich heiresses.
Years, I don't think they're even some of these media publications. I don't think they could go 25 years with never making a profit. Now, maybe you've got an owner who just doesn't care. I mean, basically, you know, there are nonprofits, but I'm talking about an ostensible business venture. The WNBA exists theoretically to make money. It has never made a profit in its entire history.
But I think you've stumbled onto something there. I don't think the WNBA exists to make money, right? I think this is what, okay, I think the Democrats, you know what I'm saying? I think that the truth is.
But that point would be they're already benefiting. The fact that she makes 75K is a testament to the fact that this organization needs to exist to make Democrats and leftists feel better, even though they don't support it themselves.
That's exactly right. It's a charity case, effectively. It is an athletic charity case, or rather, you could say the WNBA is an unintentional nonprofit, or rather it just doesn't make a profit. I think that this is because there's this whole sense that equality of the sexes, if we can even use the word sexes anymore, because what does that mean? Equality of the sexes is supposed to mean that we have equal interest in all fields of human endeavor and equal outcomes in all fields of human endeavor. And I mean, it's just, I can tell you, you know, a former, now older supermodel, a true supermodel, works out at a gym that I occasionally go to. I should go to it a lot more. I'm going to beat all of you to that punchline, but at a gym that I go to here in Miami, I mean, honestly, one of the most famous models in the world. Now she's retired and whatever. Clay, she made, just like Gisele Bündchen, for example, when she was a supermodel married to Tom Brady, she made tens of millions of dollars a year. The top male models in the world, as we've discussed before, maybe make six figures. I don't think they make seven figures. You know, there might be like a couple that break into that. And it is because, as a function of the marketplace, female beauty is more highly financially rewarded than male attractiveness in that realm. That's just a fact.
Okay? Which the movie Zoolander, which is hysterical, absolutely ridiculed, right? In many ways from a satirical. You've seen Zoolander, right?
Yeah, of course. Blue Steel. I mean, yes. Blue Steel and Can Only Go Left or Can Only Go Right. Yes. I forget which one it is.
Yes.
Of course.
But you're right. I mean, that is a perfect example of an industry that values, even though you're selling the same product, that values female attractiveness infinitely more than men's. How about OnlyFans? How many straight men are making a lot of money on OnlyFans right now? If I started an OnlyFans account and just posted photos. If I started an OnlyFans account and just posted photos, I would have zero subscribers.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
Legitimately, this is actually a funny idea.
Some of you can't get enough Clay and Buck. Well, you can now.
Can you imagine if I just started an OnlyFans account and I just posted photos of like me trying to look sexy, like Zoolander style? Literally would have zero subscribers. I mean, so female beauty has far more economic value than male beauty does. I mean, that's not crazy.
And I think that there are sports where women, you know, I think that the women are really close to parity in terms of interest and ticket sales to men in tennis. It's a sport that I probably know the best.
Yes.
You know, people really like when Serena was dominating.
Some people actually prefer women's tennis because it's only three sets. It doesn't take as long. The game is not as fast paced in terms
also
of big serves.
For rec players like me, you know, recreational players, you learn a lot more from watching the women because the points are longer. And it's closer to what a like decent, you know, maybe college level guy can do versus, I mean, the men are hitting 130 mile an hour serves like they're, you know, like they're sneezing or something. I mean, it's a joke. Like it means nothing to them. So that's it's a totally different game in that respect. There are other sports. I know beach volleyball is very popular, but you know, it's people appreciate the physiques of those athletes.
Olympics are coming up, Buck. Women's gymnastics is far more popular than men's gymnastics.
Isn't it by far the most popular Olympic? Isn't that the most popular?
The
Olympic
Summer
event?
Olympics, usually, I think the women's gymnastics competition is the highest rated of all of the events going on.
Yeah, so, but we know all of this, and this is also obvious. And so what really is, like, what is the childish complaint here that gets all the way to the top of the United States government, from Biden's minions on down to the rest of us? What, the Caitlin Clark should be paid what? And where should that money come from? Are we supposed to subsidize it? Here's what this is the way DEI works, by the way. Clay, what they would say is, yes, the men should subsidize it and that no one's allowed to talk about the fact that they have to be subsidized because there's not enough actual interest and market value in their sport. It's like affirmative action for athletics, but for the sexes.
If you truly feel like WNBA players are underpaid, you have a choice. You can go buy season tickets. You can go subscribe to the WNBA League Pass and watch every game. You can increase with your own choices the overall revenue, which will eventually lead to higher salaries for all players. Those people don't do it. All the people complaining. I got so fired up about this, Buck. This is the identity politics victim culture that is trying to take over sports. You can't even talk about somebody like if there's a black quarterback who doesn't play well and you come out and you say, man, you know, Deshaun Watson was really awful for the Cleveland Browns. I think they way overpaid him. The huge, almost immediate response is, oh, that's because you're racist against black quarterbacks. What? Everybody criticizes quarterbacks. The essence of sports is to try to treat everyone the exact same, and the most successful, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, they get paid at a level that's far different than everybody else. The other thing here is, Buck, Caitlin Clark is going to make maybe $10 million a year in endorsements. So everybody's like, oh, she's so underpaid at the WNBA. She's only making $75,000 a year. How many of you would sign up for $10 million and you would care whether your 75 came from your actual employee?
Yeah, and you know, at the peak of her tennis powers, Anna Kournikova, who was ranked, I think, like 70 in the world, was making more than the number one ranked female tennis player in the world. So a lot of things are possible. She was making like $10 to $15 million a year in endorsements, despite being kind of in the top 50, I think, for most of her career. But, you know, a lot of hustle.
Oh, I mean, there's a ton of that now in the NIL era, where the Cavender twins, who are down in Miami where you are, blonde, cute girls, are making tons of money off NIL. I think one just announced she's coming back. Olivia Dunn, my kids, like they know these Instagram influencers like crazy. She's an LSU gymnast. I think she's the highest paid NIL person in the entire country over the last couple of years. She's made millions and millions.
And this also goes to pretty person privilege, which there's, it's male and female to be clear, but being attractive for people is a big advantage in life.
The biggest privilege in life is being really good looking.
I think it's the most, most omnipresent and sort of the most consistent. You know, and it's even true in the news industry, not in the radio industry. It's not true in the radio industry. What our faces, and I'm amazed at how many people still make, oh, Clay and Buck, faces for radio. I'm like, I get it. Yeah, we do. But, you know, like everyone's
you
made
and
that
I
joke,
actually
you know?
For radio. You know what's even worse than
Clay's
radio?
His radio OnlyFans account ready now. Cause
I'm going to be just posing on the couch in like my underwear and I'm not going to have a single subscriber. It would actually be really funny to just point out how absurd this idea is of sexism by me trying to have an OnlyFans account. The guys who are really ugly, Buck, are the writers. You go into a press box, you know, radio people are not good looking. I'm not claiming that we're the greatest looking people who've ever existed in media. TV people best. Writers, I mean, I'm wow. trying to think of like
he's throwing sports into, writers. I will say I've seen sports writers and some of them kind of look a little bit like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the right analogy. You definitely think you walk into a press box, you're like, this is a big collection of ugly dudes. I mean, it is just an ugly man convention if you walk into a press box.
All right, I'm going to get Clay out of it. I'm going to stop Clay before he gets himself into more trouble. Let me speak to my fellow gun owners out there. I want to introduce you to a new line of firearms made here in America by veterans and engineers. Bear Creek Arsenal is the name of this company. I'm going to pick up my Bear Creek Arsenal pistol in just a couple of days. Already got my BCA 15, was out of the range this past weekend, and it is phenomenal. I mean, the craftsmanship on the upper receiver is fantastic. The rail system is great. Very accurate. Feels good in my hands. You're going to love the craftsmanship and the price point of Bear Creek Arsenal because you're getting things that are every bit as good, if not better, than some of the big name brands that are out there in the gun industry, but you're getting it at a fraction of the price and you're sacrificing nothing in terms of craftsmanship and the amount of time and attention put into these firearms. Trust me on this one. Learn more about them. BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. And use my name, Buck, as your promo code. Get 10% off your first order. That's BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. And use promo code Buck to get 10% off.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
They're still coming after my main man, Clay. MSNBC, CNN, Swalwell. This was last night on MSNBC. Joy Reid talking about this fellow named Clay Travis and his jury tampering scheme. Play it.
Donald Trump is not coping well with being treated like any other defendant. He went on another posting spree on his social media grift this morning, screaming about how his trial is an assault on America. Well, naturally, since he's freaking out, his allies in the cult of Trump are falling all over themselves to save him. Wannabe Vice President Elise Stefanik called it a 6 to 8 week show trial and a total election interference. In addition to his allies in Congress, right-wing media is providing Trump the self-soothing that he needs. Sports commentator turned right-wing political commentator Clay Travis called for Trump supporters in New York City to try to get seated on the jury and then refuse to convict. As Congressman Eric Swalwell and many others pointed out, that is openly encouraging jury tampering.
Clay, Joy Reid, very upset with you. And as a lawyer, your respect for the law with this one. Should we invite Joy Reid to come on the show and we can debate?
Yes,
the merits.
That's a great idea.
Trump 34 felonies for a bookkeeping mistake.
That's a great idea. We should also invite the CNN person who said that I committed felonies on the show to have a discussion about that. So they won't come on because to the point we made earlier in the show, they don't actually want to have to talk to someone who is able to combat the things that they're saying. But that is a fantastic idea, especially because Stephen Colbert went on his show. We played that yesterday. And I had some fun with it, basically saying everybody needs to, in that jury pool, convict Trump. That's what he said on his show. American Patriots at Chalk are here for us. They make best-in-class supplements with all-natural ingredients that give you energy and drive. I know I need this. Like, landed last night or this morning at 5 a.m. East Coast, 2 a.m. out here in the Pacific. Managed only a couple hours sleep. Roll into the studio here. Ready to go. Chalk Smell Vitality helps to give me energy. It can help to give you energy as well. Plus, you got diminished amounts of testosterone. You can get 20% all-natural increase in just 3 months' time. Right now, Chalk is offering a supercharged spring sale on any subscription for life. You can visit chalk.com. Use my name, Clay, as the promo code to unlock the offer. That's chok.com. My name, Clay, as the promo code. Get hooked up today with all the energy you need. Chalk.com. Clay is the name. I just tweeted out something that's going to drive everybody crazy, Buck. I said there's news out there right now that Jonte, we were talking about the WNBA. And Caitlin Clark being underpaid. By the way, we're efforting Andy McCarthy. You can imagine that this is kind of a busy time for Andy, although he can't cite the Mets as an excuse for where he is right now, I don't think. But the Jonte Porter is an NBA player who was just banned for life for betting on the NBA. And I just tweeted, is he banned from the WNBA too? Or could he decide now that he's a WNBA player, the greatest women's college basketball, women's basketball player of all time, and he'd be a hero of the left because there's nothing braver than deciding you aren't the gender that you actually are. And as we're efforting Andy, did you see this tweet that came out about me, Buck? Even me, who is used to this is a story. Even me, who is used to people saying all sorts of crazy things about me, this story I saw, and I just thought to myself, this is really kind of part and parcel for where we are. They're angry at me still over saying that Trump should not be convicted, and this is pretty wild. The idea that you would decide, this is from a website. The headline is, anti-gay sports writer's rage tweet about, did you see this, Buck? About Trump's hush money trial could cost him his law license. And here's the opening paragraph of the article. That's the headline. Homophobic sports writer Clay Travis couldn't resist the urge to insert himself into Donald Trump's felony hush money trial. Travis, founder of the right-wing rage site OutKick, have you ever heard me say anything anti-gay? And I just want to, if I have, I want to make it clear that I love lesbians, particularly good-looking lesbians, very fond of their work. And so I want to make it clear that I love all gay people. But that's a headline. Like, I said that Trump shouldn't be convicted, and suddenly I'm a homophobic bigot according to the headlines. I don't even, what's the connection here other than leftists decide how to attack you?
I thought about this because, first of all, I'm just going to tell you, from when I was in New York and also down here in South Beach, we are very popular with the gays. Okay. Just for, you know, they love us. We get along great. I sound like Trump now. Great relationship with the gays.
We love the gays.
We have a lot of stalwart gay. Some of them could call in now and just sort of give us a high five. A lot of stalwart gay and lesbian listeners. Here's what they do though, or rather the people attacking you, what they're doing.
Yeah.
They like to use questioning trans as anti-gay. These are not the same thing at all.
Not even remotely close.
Not even remotely the same thing, but they try to create this. That's why the smashing together of all the letters.
Yes.
Right? Occur. LGBTQIA plus, right? If you don't, what they try to do is say, this is a very clear tactic of the left. If you have any issue with any policy relating to any of the alphabet group.
Yes.
You are opposed to the entire alphabet group, which is a complete slander. But you see what I mean? That's the game that's played. So because you question, you know, and I do too, obviously, and not just question, I disagree with the policy around men competing against women in athletics. I think this is crazy. It's crazy.
Yes.
Because we disagree with that so strongly, they go, oh, well, you must be anti-gay as well. And it's like, no, these are completely different things, and that is a dishonest slander meant to attack somebody who, to your point, find anything you or I have ever said that could be classified as anti-gay.
We bring in now Andy McCarthy, who is, I bet, doing more media than he's ever done in his entire life. Andy, we got seven jurors seated so far. How would you assess the way this trial is going right now? Has anything surprised you? Where are we from your perspective?
The pace of jury selection has really surprised me because you mentioned media. When we were doing it on Monday, I guess, I tried to warn people ahead of time that nothing really happens during jury selection. It was, you know, obviously it's historic that it's the first formal day of the trial against the first former president who happens to be the de facto Republican nominee, but nothing much was going to happen and nothing seemed to happen the first day. A few rulings that were interesting, but beyond that, not much. And the estimates, Clay, were that they thought it might take until early May to get a jury because of the glacial pace of Monday. But then the thing picked up like a rocket Tuesday, and you know, they could have a setback tomorrow, but to the extent the judge said he may have a jury fully selected by Friday, that's entirely possible.
Andy, thanks for being with us. You know, we're going to have to keep you for another segment. We have too many questions, so just get ready for that. But one thing that we've been wondering about, or I've been wondering about particularly, this whole notion of an impartial jury for Trump in New York City on this case, it seems to me like, I understand, you know, you go to trial with the justice system you have, and, you know, it's kind of like you go to war with the army you have. This is what we got, this trial by jury system, and in general, it's very, very good. But to me, it just seems like a farce. I mean, some of the people that are already, it seems, have been in contention are obviously anti-Trump. Like, how do we get, is that just baked in at this point?
Well, you know, the thing is, the idea is not to get people who all like Trump, or who all like Bragg for that matter, because there's a lot of resentment against Bragg in Manhattan too. A thing to remember about all this is that the people, the movement progressives who vote in elections like the one where Bragg was elected, that's a vanishingly small number of the people in Manhattan. And, you know, they're very motivated, so they kind of punch above their weight. Trump is apt to find a number of really good jurors in Manhattan. I liked trying cases in Manhattan. Now, you know, that was 20 years ago, and we were federal, so we were drawn from the Bronx and Westchester, too. But we had a lot of Manhattan jurors. I thought they were good jurors. The process is supposed to lend itself to a pretty searching examination of these jurors so you can make a discriminating choice about them. There's a lot of latitude to move to remove people by choice. I haven't heard too much complaining that they wanted people removed from cause who the judge refused to remove, which is part of why it's going faster, I think. I think they got rid of a lot of cause objections the first day in one big fell swoop. But also remember, in terms of balance, even if you accept as a premise that Manhattan is cut against Trump, which it clearly is, Trump only needs one, you know, to win here.
Yeah.
Bragg needs 12, and that's a big difference when you have a case like Bragg has, which is a kind of a dog's breakfast of a case.
When we come back, I want to ask you this question, Andy. What would happen if Trump were convicted? What's the process that would play out? Thank you for joining us. You good to come back for one more segment?
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh.
Yeah, great. Yeah, let's get into that. Because, you know, are they going to lock him up if they can, is really what we want to dive into. And what would that look like? And how would this all work? What the process is? But first up, want to remind everybody about the incredible work being done by the Preborn Network of Clinics. They saved this past year 58,000 tiny babies' lives. That was only possible because of the generosity of you, the pro-life community in this country. Here's what Preborn does. They welcome pregnant moms who are making a difficult decision. Are they going to give life to their unborn child or choose abortion? And they do this by providing them with a free ultrasound. And when they see that tiny heartbeat on the screen, so often the decision is for life. One woman who visited a Preborn clinic this past year was being pressured by her family to abort her unborn child. But she favored the idea of life, which led to finding the Preborn Network clinic closest to her. Preborn provided her support and supplies, and she was also given that free ultrasound. And when she saw her baby on the sonogram, that godly connection was made. The baby's tiny movements, the little heartbeat, she realized, I'm giving life to my child. Every day, Preborn celebrates 200 miracles in the same way. An ultrasound costs just $28. $28, and it's 100% tax deductible. If you can give more, by the way, $500 or even $5,000, and some of you have given $5,000 as a leadership gift already. But if you can give $28, whatever you can spare, $5, that can be the difference between the life and death of a tiny baby. We have to do a lot. I know there's fights in the legal realm right now, but we have to do what we can culturally as a community of life to support life wherever we can. Please, dial #250 from your phone and say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby, or visit preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK, sponsored by Preborn.
Wow.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
All right, Andy, let's dive right in. We're speaking to Andy McCarthy of National Review and Fox News, 20-plus years, Southern District of New York. Prosecutor Andy, if they find Trump guilty, what do you think happens? I mean, give us the timeline and the possible punishments.
Well, allowing that things are moving a little faster than we thought, and we'll see if that continues. Let's say the trial goes into mid to late May, maybe early June. If he were to get convicted, I think it matters a lot what he gets convicted of, and we can come back around and talk about that. But let's assume, for argument's sake, he gets convicted of one or more felonies in the indictment, which are all the charges of felonies in the indictment. He would have a maximum sentence, as I understand the way New York groups statutory counts, of 4 years. And sentencing is normally about 3 months after a conviction. This is a nonviolent crime. He's a first offender in New York. He should not get a sentence of incarceration. But, you know, if you would ask me about Alan Weisselberg, who Bragg has prosecuted twice in the last 2 years, I would have told you he shouldn't get one either. And they have him in now for, I think, his second 5-month stint at Rikers. So there'll be a lot of pressure from the left, which certainly Bragg and the judge seem to be very keen to put him in prison for some period of time. I think Trump will be able to delay that. And my understanding is the way New York appellate law works is that once he appeals, the sentence can be, you know, any sentence imposed can be frozen until the appeal's done.
And the appeal would take well after the election.
Oh, yeah, be into next year for sure.
And honestly, Andy, this is a crazy question, but given it's a state charge, he doesn't, if he got elected president, how do state charges that have already, and I don't know what the precedent would be here because there's truly never been one. How right. do state criminal charges apply to a president of the United States if it was a conviction that occurred prior to his election?
As you say, Clay, the most important thing is that this has never happened before. So, you know, we're kind of spitballing here. But my view would be the Trump Justice Department would argue under the Supremacy Clause that any sentence ought to be postponed until after his term is over. That, in other words, the state can't execute a sentence that would prevent the federal government from doing its ordinary functions. And I kind of doubt that the state would fight that point. I think, you know, what they want here is to get Trump convicted. You know, look, I've been surprised by a lot of things, but I don't.
Clay, I know you. We got a million. I have to ask this. Is there any chance that they could? Because Andy, what they've done in D.C. is I call it warp speed, right? Or ludicrous speed. They've moved faster in the J6 trial than all my friends who are federal defense attorneys and federal prosecutors right. say like ever happens. Could they right. do the sentencing much sooner than 3 months after if he's found guilty?
They could try. I think his lawyers could. Tie that up for a while, but I don't really see the big point of doing that, Buck, because again, the appeal would mean they wouldn't be able to execute the sentence. And what they really, really want is to call him a convicted felon. I think how much he gets sentenced would be beside the point. And it could be scandalous if you put Trump in jail when Bragg is taking serious crimes and turning them into misdemeanors or not charging them at all. That's certainly not going to be helpful to Biden.
Andy, you heard about my the left is fired up at me for my jury tweets and comments that I've made on this show. Do you think that I will be arrested for jury tampering as Eric Swalwell has requested, as Joy Reid and CNN have requested?
Well, I would say no, Clay, but you know, I'm not in New York today, and Alvin Bragg is the DA there, so he's got a different idea when you're on this side of the political aisle than would be the case in the normal case. In all seriousness, I think that what you said is not something I would say, but it's not the crime of jury tampering. It's basically First Amendment free speech. I like the jury system. I'm one of these.
You still have some faith in it, Andy, which I appreciate. I'm not sure I do as much, especially seeing what we're seeing for some of these jurors. But, you know, it's the best thing we got. Well, I get it.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things we talked about just probably a month ago was how ridiculous it was that the civil fraud trial was just a bench trial in front of Engeron.
Right.
And I think the only reason for making that point is because it's more fair to have a jury trial. And the implicit in that is that we think that, you know, 12 sensible people are more likely to come to a correct result than one movement progressive. So, you know, I'm still banking on that.
If there were a mistrial, let's say they couldn't get a verdict, there's no way they could get a case rescheduled, right? This would basically be Bragg falling on his face if in some way he doesn't get the felony conviction.
Yeah, I think number one, it'd be ridiculous if he wanted to try it again, because if they don't get him on this, it's going to be because it's a ridiculous case, which Bragg knew in the first place, and that's why he shut it down in 2022. If they don't get a conviction, it's going to be because of things like Michael Cohen, which doesn't get better over time. But the other thing, just to be totally practical about it, is Trump's dance cards going to be filled up with, you know, classified information proceedings down in the Florida case and all of the pretrial stuff in the Washington case, the J6 case, is going to start up again once the Supreme Court rules on immunity? Because when they rule on immunity, assuming they rule against Trump, which I do, then the case is good. The jurisdiction of the case is going to go back to Judge Chutkan, and she's going to start having hearings and putting the pedal to the metal.
Well, the good news, it sounds like, Andy, neither Trump nor Clay are going to the big house and going to be cellmates, perhaps having to pick who gets top bunk anytime soon.
let's pray for that outcome. I agree with that.
Pray for it to be on a television show.
Can I just tell you one thing, Andy? When Clay was on, when the heat was turned up on Clay, you know what he said? I'd love to have Andy as my defender if I actually face charges.
I would hire you. You might make some money off this before all is said and done, Andy.
I might come out of retirement for that case.
There we go. All right, everybody. Back to the third hour coming up.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.